going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're in a loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. I don't think I heard you bring this one out before.
Yeah, it's in here somewhere.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got like a rotator full of all type of random stuff. So.
All right, cool. Appreciate you. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Monday. Hope you're enjoying your time, especially if you're getting a little bit of a lunch break in. Definitely get a little something tasty for me because I realize that I'm hungry and I didn't bring
snacks. You didn't bring your snacks?
Didn't bring no snacks.
Dang it.
Didn't bring no snacks. You know, my snack is sports. that's all I need. Especially... I may need a snack, but it sounds like some of y'all hungry. So Brandon on the YouTube page said, we seriously need some schedule leaks by the NFL. Dying of thirst out here. Even preseason, something. I'm like, is it
got some more of those schedule leaks?
Some more of those leaks?
Man,
yeah.
He's scratching
what is
the
happening,
neck.
Brandon?
Hey, over there like,
Brandon's talking my language, man. You know how I am about this stuff.
Yeah, NFL seems like they tried to button it up this year for sure. They were like, we will commission some leaks, so to say.
There's been a few, and it really starts to heat up today and tomorrow.
And the tough thing about it is even the leaks that we've gotten, they don't feel nearly as, I don't know, illustrative as you might have. Like, they don't feel like they are definitely, okay, we got an answer. It's like, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. We did find out about the kickoff. NFL kickoff will be Eagles and Cowboys. So at the very least, there will be some entertainment in laughing at someone's sorrow in that, because that's how NFC East games go, right?
Like,
one of those teams is embarrassing themselves, or both of them teams are embarrassing themselves, and that's usually entertaining for the rest of us in the National Football League. So we'll see that. Also, Ocho on the text line was like, you think we'll get Ahmad Rashad to go with Jordan as part of that NBA on NBC special contributor?
And I'm NBA like, inside stuff.
Yeah.
I sure hope so, because that's the
they
only
might way, as well bring that back.
That's
too,
the
man.
Only way that Michael Jordan is palatable.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad Rashad really makes him much more of a regular human being.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to this Rockets thing, because The Athletic put out an interesting piece kind of looking at the playoff disappointment and what that, you know, how they moved that to the side to focus on the offseason. And it's a really well-reported piece, as you expect, from The Athletic and Kelly Eco. And it goes through a lot of things. But one of the things that it gets to is a portion here where it starts talking about where the organization's focus might be, which is really helpful trying to get an idea. Because, we've been working off of, I don't know, hearsay or quotes that we can maybe position as posturing. Maybe you go, all right, what is the meaning there? This is Kelly doing the reporter thing and giving us a little bit of insight into what's going on here, right? So next few months, NBA players, stars like Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo seem like they're going to be out there. And landing one of those guys is obviously something that maybe is a swing that they make. Mm-hmm. We go back to Rafael Stone saying, basically pointing to the idea that, I wouldn't bet on something happening. There's a very high bar is the phrase that I've been holding on to for this. And what I felt like is the top of that very high bar, some of the reporting that we've gotten in the past, that maybe someone like a Donovan Mitchell or a Devin Booker could be guys that they'd be interested in. But interestingly enough, some of the ones that in this reporting, Kevin Durant, he talks about being, you know, one of those most attainable. But according to his reporting, the Rockets have significant reservations, quote, about that possible partnership in large part because of his age at 36. It'd be out of sync with the younger timeline. That seems pretty reasonable. A lot of people have talked about that. That's fair.
Yeah.
The Rockets have previously held, and I'm doing the thing. This is the segment I like to call reading. Mm-hmm. Quote, the Rockets have previously held serious interest in the Suns' Devin Booker, but team sources said that is no longer the case. Not only do team officials still have faith in Jalen Green, who is 5 years younger than Booker, $66 million cheaper over the next 3 years, but also Booker's struggles last season have shifted the thinking on this front court.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that jumped out at me. Because, first of all, if Durant is going to be, and they have reservations about it, we get it. Devin Booker, if he was even a possibility, now all of a sudden it seems they no longer have interest no matter what. So that tells you two things. That Jalen Green is going to be here, and he's going to be their guy.
If he's not a part of another move, but it seems like that'd be unlikely.
That would be, yeah. And then the second part of that is, if Jalen Green is here, then they also know that he's not going to be, quote, the guy, or at least not in the immediate future. We saw that during the postseason.
And oh, interesting.
And there was struggles. So that means they might bring in someone else for Jalen Green to not be the guy, but have someone else possibly available to be that, to fit that role.
Enter the name that we've kind of all been circling around, my Nigerian brethren, Giannis Adetokunbo. And mm-hmm. this is Brian Windhorst just this morning talking about mm-hmm. what feels like it'd be the Windhorst sweepstakes as Shams Charania this morning was kind of reporting that Giannis has made it known that, he would be open to mm-hmm. looking at the possibilities of other teams, which is a very, very soft sell of go ahead and look at trades. Yeah, go ahead and look at trades. So this is Windhorst talking about the Giannis situation.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston. Pay attention there.
I'm telling you, it just points to that. Giannis, because, we all have varying opinions on Jalen Green and what he could be, what it meant this past offseason, what it could mean in the future. I don't feel like if you're the window's open and you're a contender, you can just bank on Jalen Green being the guy.
Okay.
I just don't feel like you can.
I think that there's a lot of people that are in the same boat with you there.
You can't bank on it. You can maybe hope. You can maybe project, but you can't bank on it. What you can do is maybe keep him if he's your guy and bring in Giannis. And that I've been saying it for about a week now. That very much intrigues me with the double bigs.
So keep who?
See, that's the thing.
You said Jalen Green early. You keep Jalen Green and bring in Giannis?
No, I would not. I personally would move Jalen Green. But if they want to keep Jalen Green, then that changes the whole math because then a man comes into play, and that would hurt. Shengun comes into play, and that would hurt. And as you just heard, they have other teams' draft picks, just like San Antonio. So I think it gets really, really interesting if you want.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Giannis.
Yeah, but one of the things that is interesting, as you heard Winhurst kind of alluding to, is these two teams, Houston and San Antonio, have the kind of things that Milwaukee would need in order to try and be some level good in the next 5 years, because being bad doesn't help them. They don't have those picks. Actually, the other team in that would be New Orleans, because they could get their own picks back, but that'd be them acknowledging that they're just going to be bad.
Yeah.
What it feels like the Spurs could give them is like some young players, but really, you know, picks. And I think that those are, you know, they can give them some picks that you can go, hey, actually, and it's not New Orleans, it's Brooklyn. Sorry, it was the other team there that has their picks. But you can give them young players. But it seems like everybody, when they talk about the Spurs, is him going in to pair with a lot of those young guys that they have. And I wonder how strong that would be, which brings me back to the Rockets. And I go, I wonder if you would have to move off of, because I know that there, you know, the Athletic earlier had put out like what the trade would have. And they put all three of the young guys, Green, Şengün, and Amen Thompson in there. And I just don't know that that actually would be what it have to be, with the ways that there's not a lot of suitors, at least in a way that would work for the Bucks. And if you give them one of these young talented players alongside
those other picks,
you know, Phoenix Suns picks, maybe that you're betting against their good, and then, you know, give them an opportunity to get some young talented players and some picks that they could actually utilize without being bad in the next few years. And that's got to be appealing, even though you're giving up a top 75 player in NBA history. Like, I think that that competes in a way that's strong with San Antonio and maybe still gives you an opportunity to keep the likes of Jalen Green and Amen, which, I mean, again, I know you're not excited about keeping Jalen Green, but if the reporting is to be believed at its face, the idea of could you see a team where you go Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, with Alperen Şengün being at the center, especially for monetary reasons of that trade. I know that he was one of the, you know, the guys that actually stood up in this series, but the Bucks would be happy to have that kind of player, I imagine, with some young talent and some picks.
Yeah.
Could you see a team like that that's built for the Rockets as they move forward?
No, I absolutely could. I think the Rockets I'm buying that they believe that Jalen Green can get better. So maybe they would want to keep him. I personally would not in this situation. But, you know, you have those other picks that you can move. All of a sudden, Şengün, that would hurt a little bit. But, you know, it has to hurt. You know, it has to hurt if you're going to make that kind of deal.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and this is going to be a lot closer to the timeline. And that's basically what has been alluded to, or what's been discussed by Kelly Eco again in this piece, talking about the idea that the cost would certainly be more exorbitant with a collection of draft picks, veterans to make it work, and a young talent or two likely to be in part of the package. But because of how Antetokounmpo best operates as a primary playmaker in a hub, the prospect of him playing along Şengün in the front court is interesting, but also, you know, he's considered one of the top three players, still 30 years old. So in theory, you probably have 5 years. I think probably is fair to maybe look more towards four. Not saying I don't believe in him, but I just don't know for a player that does not have as much of a shot and has the, you know, the physical taxing. We'll see what that looks like.
The most intriguing thing for me has been the Şengün and Giannis, you know, sort of double bigs. If it was that good with Steven Adams and others, imagine what it could be with him. That would be ideal. But I have to believe they would probably want, for salary reasons and others, as you mentioned, Şengün to be involved going the other way.
All right. So if it had to be either Amen or Şengün going in that trade in order to get him back.
If it had to be one of those two.
Yes, sir.
God, you're putting me in a bad spot.
That's the tough part about trading for a big player. I love these circumstances, because whenever we get into hypothetical trades, the fan in all of us comes out and we're like, I will give you my least desirable portions, and I will take this very good thing from you.
I'll
and that's
you
just not how these work.
I'll give you Jabari.
I know. Jabari, Jalen Green, and draft picks.
Yes.
Like, all right.
I'm going to answer it. I'm not going to cop out. Şengün or a man going the other way?
Yes.
A man.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was going Şengün, man. Yeah.
I think I might go Şengün.
Honestly,
as well.
I didn't even have to think too long on it, man.
I just think those two guys offensively, that could be sweet. And a man, you know, I saw B. Scott just tweeted, anyone but a man. He said anyone but him.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm with him on that.
He's a stud. That's why it's a hard question.
Yeah.
He's a stud for what they want to do, you know.
Yeah, and I can easily see the team, especially, and I talk about, like, we've seen Giannis without shooting around him.
Mm-hmm.
I can see an instance where Jalen Green as kind of more spot-up shooter, not that that's the entirety of what he is, but having some of that, and then a development of Reed as well in the shooting. And you have some passable shooting, talk less of what you then add on top of that, as you continue to go?
That's a tough question to answer, boy, for me.
But I'm starting to see a little bit more of the path if you work it that way for how this team finds a way to step up in the playoffs.
How much does tonight's lottery play in?
I imagine it helps.
How much does that play in?
I imagine it helps once you get a real idea of if that's a ninth pick or if that's a three pick in a draft that's this solid. I imagine that changes some of this. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what the draft lottery looks like tonight, 6 p.m. When it comes out in Chicago. Hakeem is going to be the man with the hopefully with the golden touch for the Rockets. But ultimately, we get a little bit of an insight. And I think the big takeaways, one is that Giannis seems to be the look, obviously. And it felt like that was something that you could foretell.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're getting a little bit more solid evidence to that way. But also, they really still believe in Jalen Green. I think that if there's anything that would get the fan base to maybe look at the organization a little sideways, maybe doubt their organizational thought process, that's the one. And I'm interested to see how this plays out as we continue to look at it.
Oh, I think if they bank on Jalen Green and keep him and make him like a centerpiece alongside him, they're banking their own futures. Oh, they're putting their own futures on it. I'm talking about, you know, Robert
him as the centerpiece.
Yeah,
just him staying, period.
Yeah, if him staying and you bring this in and it doesn't work and he's your number two or whatever, I think that could come back and affect their careers.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so we asked the question, like, if you were going to make the Giannis trade and you wanted, you know, you had to decide between Amen Thompson, Alperen Sengun going out, which would you select? From the 713, he said, if Amen doesn't develop a shot, he'll be limited as a centerpiece. His shot is currently terrible. And it really is really bad. I think I asked you the question, what do you think he was shooting
for? Yeah,
from
I thought it was a lot better than it was.
Because, you know, people think, oh, what is he shooting, like 33?
Yeah.
25% from three. And that is also doubled up with, from the free throw line, he's shooting sub 70%. And typically, I look at the free throw percentage as some level of indicator of what your shot is. Because that is a completely unguarded shot. It's as much of in a vacuum as you can get, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get that repeatable motion down, I don't necessarily have a lot of hope necessarily that you'll get the three-point shooting down or what have you. That is a concern for me on how much development there is, but what he is as a defender and what he is also as a slasher, I think matters in a big way where I think I'd still be in the amendment.
And he's an Udoka guy.
That is a great point.
He's an Udoka guy.
And then I think with Amen, you kind of banking on the future a little bit. Like
big
what
time.
He could be.
Yeah.
I feel like Sengun, I feel like we know what he is right now. We know what it's still. I don't know if he
But
could
he's
be,
still very he's, young.
No, yeah, he's young and really good.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is probably him. He could probably score a little more and probably stop missing bunnies, but but I feel like this is what Sengun is.
But yeah, this is a space to watch, and I'll be interested. Like you said, I imagine that the draft lottery changed some things, and I imagine we'll also get some more insight into what the thought process is after tonight when we see what those picks actually look like. And if the Rockets get so damn lucky that because if they get the number one somehow, some way, by hook or by crook, all of this shifts, right? Cooper Flagg,
we're talking
Manning,
about
we'll just
entirely different tomorrow.
Bleep all that other stuff. Cooper Flagg in town.
So y'all drafting for sure if it's number one.
Oh, 100. Hell yeah.
You wouldn't look around?
Hell no. Uh-uh.
Oh, that's a whole nother question that I need
I'd
to
be
ask.
Looking around like, hey.
If you get number one.
If I get number one.
Go ahead and save it.
I'm going to try to.
Let's talk
right.
again.
Go all ahead and right. save it. We'll talk about that because I had not even gotten there. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do. Next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.